100.7 The Tiger, Abby Lee here.
And Brittany Rose.
And we are on the phone with Miss Blaine from Breck. She is the coordinator for adaptive recreation. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Our adaptive recreation department actually covers programming parish-wise for our adults, 55 and older, all teens in East Baton Rouge Parish, as well as our individuals with cognitive as well as intellectual disabilities.
Gotcha. So what exactly do y'all do for these people who might have some disabilities? I know y'all have events and stuff, but like what other things do you do for them?
COVID obviously threw us a monkey wrench. We were not expecting, but my team has been phenomenal. They really quickly regrouped to meet the needs of our patrons in the parish with intellectual and cognitive disabilities. Mm-hmm. So presently we have a whole ton of things. Everything is virtual, obviously keeping a safe distance and providing some recreational opportunities in everyone's homes. So twice a day we have Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, we have a morning program. And that is for adults with disabilities to participate in different activities. We have themes. We do virtual field trips. We have karaoke on Friday, which is everyone's favorite. It's a
yes.
lot of fun. And then also Monday through Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. we have our clubs. And so that's we have a reading club, a creative writing club. We have an art club as well as a cooking club. So that's where we've been all summer. And then we're about to start some new programs, too.
So it sounds like y'all have a little bit for everyone.
Absolutely. We those are all for adults, obviously, with school kicking back up. Some of our kids, are, our younger folks, are busy with their virtual learning or some that even meet in person. So we had that has been going all summer, and we also had camp, virtual camp this summer. And we're about to pick back up with our teen night. Two nights a week they're going to meet, and that's for kiddos 13 through 19. With cognitive as well as intellectual disabilities. And that's going to be sort of the same programming as we have for our adults, but a different opportunity after school's over. So just kind of time to meet friends, relax, try some new stuff. Obviously still virtual for the foreseeable future, but we do plan to, once it's safe to do so, offer our in-person activities again.
Awesome. So y'all, I mean, obviously have just a different array of programs offering to, like I said, different age groups and just everyone. Does it cost anything for people to join these programs?
All of our programs are free while they're virtual. We also have our Sunshine Socials. Those have gone on for I don't even know how long, and they're always the third Friday of the month. When they're in person, it's a $5 donation. Mm-hmm. But right now we're actually offering those virtually too, which are a lot of fun. So you can get dressed up or just participate in your living room on Zoom, and those are obviously free while we're virtual.
Awesome. So if someone wants more information on these programs and stuff, where can they go?
So our registration for our programs can be found online at www.breck.org, or also you can just email our recreation manager for adaptive programs. It is molly.orr@breck.org. So that's molly.orr@breck.org.
Awesome.
Also, people can go on Facebook and join the Breck Adaptive Facebook group, and they can know, I guess, what times and what different groups and programs you'll have that day.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting us chat with y'all.
Absolutely. So definitely go check out those programs. Brittany and I are going to keep you updated. You can go to their website, their Facebook page. There's so many different outlets you can find information on this stuff on.
And we even have all the information on our blog page at 1007thetiger.com.
Yes. So go check it out. It's Abby Lee
and Brittany Rose
live with the Tiger.